Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
Almost all children bump their heads every now and then, and these injuries can be very upsetting and quite scary looking. But when do they really matter? I remember my daughter got a bump on her head and it went to the size of a golf ball, like in minutes, and I was freaked out. But do you need to be freaked out, or do you need to just put a little ice on it and go on with your day? So that's what we're finding out from our pediatrician here, Dr. Elizabeth Murray. So Dr. Murray, when children, they bump their heads, they fall, you know, they do all these things, they get a cut. Head injuries bleed. They bleed a lot. When do you worry?
You're exactly right. They bleed a ton. So the time to worry is when there's a couple different things going on. The things we look for are an unusual type fall. So a toddler is going to run into a wall, or a toddler is going to tip over. That's okay. We all know that we've seen kids do that, and that's going to be okay. But a fall from a very significant height, perhaps off the top of a bunk bed, or a fall onto a very sharp object, not just the floor, a fall that results in the child having uncontrollable vomiting afterwards. Lots of kids, once they get upset and have cried for a period of time, will throw up. We just know that there's a lot of kids who do that. So the kids who are throwing up uncontrollably after an injury, or the kids who have a large cut on their head, or what we call a laceration, that after you've applied pressure on it for a couple of minutes, it really doesn't stop bleeding, or it's really split open quite a bit. Those are the kids that need, those in general, need to be seen. We know the blood supply to the head and the scalp is really, really good. Any man who's ever cut his face shaving can tell you that. And the side effect of that great blood supply means the chance of infection is really, really low. But the scary side effect is means that there's going to be a lot of swelling. It's going to look like a lot of bleeding. The good news here is that in an otherwise healthy child, it's rarely enough bleeding to be dangerous to the child. But the swelling is going to look dramatic almost no matter what has happened to the child. That's why you have to look at the other things going on with the child, not just the amount of swelling.
So what do we do for the swelling? And look, and what are the other things we have to look for before we race them off to the, you know, to the emergency room?
Yep. So the first thing I would do is kind of run the drill in my head. I would be prepared. As a parent, you know you're going to encounter this. So you need to know what your response is going to be, because as all we all like to do, a child falls and starts bleeding, as a parent, you're going to say, oh my goodness, what is happening, and understandably be upset yourself. But if you can stay calm and help to get the child calm and back to their normal state of being, that's going to help you understand how the child is handling their injury. From a lump or a bump standpoint, foreheads far and wide take the brunt of the impact. We know that foreheads get bumps and bruises all the time, and we also know that they're really designed to do that. So bumps, or goose eggs, as we call them sometimes, on the forehead are really going to be fine, and you can apply ice to that if the child will tolerate it. That might help with the swelling, but sometimes battling a two-year-old to put an ice pack on their head is just not worth it. Bumps, big goose eggs, and smushy lumps on the backs of heads can be a little bit more concerning, especially if the child is starting to be unusual in their behavior, again, meaning uncontrollable vomiting, really seems to be out of it, not acting like themselves. And this is over a period of many minutes to a half hour to an hour. We know in the first few minutes, up to 5 or 10 minutes after an injury, a child is going to understandably be upset. And so it's very hard to gauge their behavior because they've just been crying and they're probably breathing fast and they probably are red and blotchy and just very, very upset. So it's always okay in a child who is awake and crying to take 5 or 10 minutes and really calm them down and see how things are going. Maybe if there is that cut or a small laceration on the head, work to control the bleeding and see how things are going. It's going to be the very rare situation where you're going to have a head injury that is so dramatic that your first response is calling 911. You always have that option, but that's going to be the rare situation when it comes to head injuries across the board, all ages.
How long do these things take to heal, those bumps and, you know, those golf ball size bumps and things? And do we worry if they haven't gone away after a day or two? I remember my daughters hung around for like 3 or 4 days.
Yes, they can definitely last for a very long time because it really is a big bruise under the skin. And they can take a very long time. Sometimes they will actually harden quite a bit and be very, very hard for a matter of weeks. The thing that often is more alarming to parents and something that you really need to think through is that the location of the lump or the location of the bruising can move. And this is especially true for forehead and face bumps and bruises and cuts. And the way I think about it is the bruising is really bleeding under the skin. It's a bruise, and so we know that there's bleeding under the skin, but it's going to go where gravity tells it to go. So the classic story is a child is, you know, running and playing before bedtime, hits their forehead, half an hour later goes to bed and wakes up the next morning with bruising on the side of their face or under their eye. And the parent is understandably concerned, saying, hey, wait a minute, they got hit in the forehead and now they've got bruising in another location of their face. What had happened is as they slept that night, they slept on their side. And so there's a little bit of under the skin movement of the swelling and the bruising, and that is very, very common. That child, once they wake up in a half an hour, the swelling probably will go away because they're upright. Gravity is doing things a little bit differently. So just be aware that things could potentially move around a little bit, and that's okay. The size of the lump and the will likely not change what you need to do. It's how the person is behaving, and the lump is likely going to be there at least for a couple days, if not longer.
And do you keep icing that lump days on? Is there a point where you just sort of stop?
You can if you want. If the child has relief, I think that there's definitely an age of child that gets comfort from these supportive care measures above and beyond probably what they're really doing. You know, we know that toddlers love to have Band-Aids that will fix all problems, and sometimes a child will just get additional comfort by feeling that they're doing something. But ice with beyond a couple hours after the injury probably is not going to help you very much. And again, you as a parent have to decide, is it more of a battle to try to do it? Because your goal is really comfort. Comfort of the child is really your goal. So it's always okay to go ahead and give a dose of Tylenol or ibuprofen if you need to, because it would make sense the child would have some soreness involved in any of these types of injuries.
So will you please reiterate, Dr. Murray, the signs of a more serious injury that would send us? So we've got our bumps, we've got our bruises, we've got our cuts. You know, we're cleaning the cut, we're calming our child down, we're watching for these signs. Kind of give us a redo of those signs that, well, you know what, I better call the doctor on this one.
Sure. The biggies, of course, would be a child hits their head and is truly unconscious. That's a call to 911. A child hits their head and has what looks like seizure activity. Of course, that's a call to 911. The more subtle ones would be a child hits their head and has a lump and really has multiple episodes of throwing up after that happens. Not just one, but really uncontrollable vomiting or many episodes of vomiting. Another situation would be if blood is coming from a place that you wouldn't expect. For example, they hit the back of their head and now it looks like they've got some blood coming from an ear. That would be very alarming in a situation where you would need to seek care. And a lot of times if you have a big lump on the back or the sides of the head, not the forehead. Remember we said the forehead's kind of special, but a big lump on the back or the sides of the head that is a result of falling on something unusual, you know, falling on something sharp, falling on a rock, or falling from a height more than twice the child's overall body size would be a call to the doctor, a situation where you might need to seek care emergently. Plus,
this
you know your
really
child best. If your child is doing something unusual and you're not comfortable, seek care.
And that's really the best advice. If your child is doing something unusual, and as Dr. Murray pointed out, vomiting, certainly unconscious, you know, that's for sure calls to 911 if they're unconscious or having a seizure. If they start to vomit, or if they're really getting dizzy, or, you know, they can't quite make sense, those are all signal calls to your doctor. But some of these things are a little bit more alarming looking than they actually are. So that's the best news, but it can be scary. And, you know, that's really what parents are always worried about. So you're getting great information here. And if you missed any of that great information, you can listen anytime, on demand or on the go, at the award-winning RadioMD.com. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening, and stay well.